Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, talking replacement heifer strategy with Dr. David Patterson in just a moment. Cattle producers, there's no need to take chances on poor performance with your stockers on wheat pasture. Try Sweetlix Rumensin blocks today. These convenient blocks deliver Rumensin for growth promotion and high-quality nutrition all in one package. For pennies per head per day, stocker producers with the Rumensin Advantage can achieve 20 pounds or more per head of additional selling weight during a 100-day grazing period. Where else can you get that kind of return on investment? Stop in to see your nearest Sweetlix supplier today. Always read and follow label directions.
Make tracks to the Tulsa Farm Show December 7th through the 9th at River Spirit Expo. All the latest for farm and ranch from 370 exhibitors, along with cattle equipment demos and the Livestock Handling Skills Scholarship Finals. Don't miss Craig Cameron's horse training seminars presented by WW Livestock. Test drive and enter to win a new Spartan mower and be ready to bid at the live auction to support scholarships for Oklahoma students. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. Visit TulsaFarmShow.com for details.
Dr. David Patterson is an extension beef specialist and animal science professor at the University of Missouri. We caught up with Dr. Patterson at the recent National Angus Convention, where he was telling producers there about a replacement heifer program in the state of Missouri, the Show Me Select Replacement Female Program, now in its 20th year.
Essentially, the idea is to focus heifers that are enrolled in the program on essentially all the means of evaluating methods of heifer development to ensure that those heifers conceive early during their first breeding season and hopefully go on to really perform well as cows in production. So one of the things that's important relative to heifer development is age at puberty. And there's pretty big ranges or diversity in age at puberty among the various breeds or biological types of cattle. And that has to be taken into consideration relative to development program, and that's one of the things that we work with herds that are enrolled.
So how does a producer get their arms around that?
Well, all the heifers in our program go through a pre-breeding evaluation, and so to back up, I guess the first point would be that working with our College of Veterinary Medicine and veterinary practitioners across the state, the first step is to try and establish herd health protocols that ensure long-term reproductive health. The second thing is focused on nutritional development of the heifers, allowing those heifers to really meet or express their genetic potential for age at puberty. But then putting those things together, then the idea is that all the heifers go through a pre-breeding evaluation, which is in most cases performed about a month to 6 weeks before the breeding season begins. And that includes weight of the heifer, reproductive tract score of the heifer, which is an assessment of pubertal status of the heifer, whether she's reached puberty or not, mm-hmm. and then a pelvic exam. And the whole idea there is to really help producers understand, A, how perhaps good a job they've done developing their heifers, or in some cases, how some things may have slipped through the cracks.
So for that producer, what do they need to be looking for? Obviously, if they can't participate in the right. heifer replacement program you've got in the state of Missouri, what can they be looking for that would give them maybe a leg up on getting that animal that'll be that fertile heifer and one that'll be a good producer?
Well, I think any producers can use the steps that we more or less utilize in our heifer program, and they're all available on our website. One of the things that I think is important is to develop a relationship with a veterinarian that's familiar with doing a lot of these things. But the other idea behind a lot of this is that, you know, with the phenotypic data that we've collected in Missouri, but then in cases is being collected around the country, trying to develop an opportunity to where that information could feed into the National Breed Associations and become part of the National Cattle Evaluation, because there's very few reproductive traits tracked and reported, and when it comes right down to it, that's one of the most economically important things producers can and should do.
Extension beef specialist at the University of Missouri, Dr. David Patterson. And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day, everybody. I'm Farm Director Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com.